And winds and rains have frightened my heart with fiercest wrath, and cruel envy, hatred, scorn have darkened oft my lot, and patiently reproach I've borne, though I deserved it not. Then through this life of dangers I onward take my way, but in this land of strangers I do not think to stay. Still forward on the road I fare that leads me to my home, my father's comfort waits me there, when I have overcome. Ah yes, my home is yonder, where all the angelic bands praise him with awe and wonder, in whose almighty hands all things that are and shall be, lie, by him upholden still, who casteth down and lifts on high at his most holy will. That home have I desired, 'tis there I would be gone, till I am well nigh tired, or the earth I've journeyed on, the longer here I roam, I find the less of real joy that e'er could please or fill my mind, for all hath some alloy. The lodging is too cheerless, the sorrow is too much. Ah, come, my heart is fearless, release it with thy touch, when thy heart wills, and make an end of all this pilgrimage, and with thine arm and strength defend, when foes against me rage. Where now my spirit stayeth is not her true abode, this earthly house decayeth, and she will drop its load, when comes the hour to leave beneath what now I use and have. And when I've yielded up my breath, earth gives me but a grave. But thou, my joy and gladness, O thou, my life and light, wilt raise me from this sadness, this long tempestuous night, into the perfect gladsome day, where bathed in joy divine, among thy saints, and bright as they, I too shall ever shine. The shall I dwell for ever, not as a guest alone, with those who cease the never to worship at thy throne, there in my heritage I rest, from baser things set free, and join the chorus of the blessed for ever, Lord, to thee. Chorale Book for England, Catherine Winkworth, 1863, translated from Paul Gerhardt, Ich bin ein Gast auf Erden, I am a guest on earth, 1650. www.xl.org/xl/winkworth/chorales.pdf Having arrived at the universal being, in the eternal Father's house, nothing is foreign to the divine being. The spirit being is again among its brothers and sisters in the eternal Father's house. What once was, the all too human turbulences, has not only been discarded, but forgotten. It is as if this son, this daughter, of God, had never been away. In the kingdom of God there is no time, no yesterday, no today, no tomorrow, and thus, no transience. Everything is purest, clearest, finest energy, unity, the being. How did Jesus of Nazareth say it? In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. The bookkeeping of God, all details are registered. All changes are updated. Let's go back to the wandering soul, in both cosmoses, in the material cosmos as well as in the finer material cosmos, all the behavior patterns of a person are registered, but every change is also updated and newly adjusted in its energy, according to the behavior of the individual. The complete person and soul, that is, all details, are recorded according to the absolutely just principle of sending and receiving. And this takes place at every moment because the registry is just. And, as already indicated, these memory sources are also called the bookkeeping of the cosmoses, or the bookkeeping of God. Let us realize once more that the material macrocosm primarily records the workings of the person in the three dimensions, that is, everything that the person needs in the three-dimensional world for his existence on Earth, what corresponds to the human needs. And thus, everything that is a part of the human being in the material world. The programs for existence in a human life are the necessary equipment, so to speak, to be able to function during the incarnation of the soul. So, it is all those things that we do as a matter of course each day, because it's just the way it is. For example, opening doors, closing doors, going through open doors and gates, all normal things. Like getting washed and dressed in the morning, eating, drinking, driving a car, riding a bicycle, going to work, doing the housework, etc., etc. On the other hand, attachments, for example, to material assets, commodities, landscapes, cities, villages, towns, places and the like, but also attachments to people, can become magnets that are again followed by our soul in a life on Earth. The Matrix, a self-made radiation cocoon for the path of the soul into a new incarnation, such multi-layered imprintings leave behind a special engraving on the soul, depending on the person's way of life. Both cosmoses with their planetary constellations, the material macrocosm and the higher macrocosm virtually are the guide, in terms of energy, into those spheres of the beyond that can be the abodes of the soul after disincarnating. All thinking and acting that cannot be ascribed to the eternal principle, to the absolute law of the all, of equality, freedom, unity, brotherliness and justice, forms the weightiness of the soul and possibly a program for reincarnation. The burdens of the soul are the causes for its person, triggers for the effects, which cause the law of sowing and reaping to become operative. Among others, all behavior patterns against the kingdoms of nature, against the plants and animals, the abuse of the earth along with all their initiators are recorded, in the material macrocosm as well as in the finer material macrocosm. As the result of the energetic accumulation of concentrated energies, an energetic, negative complex develops in the macrocosm. This includes, for example, the crimes against human life, the approval and instigation of wars, as well as the exploitation of the planet Earth and the personal appropriation of the resources of the Earth, through which the rich become ever richer and the poverty and hunger in this world, on the other hand, are more and more rampant. From these concentrated, negative energies, which are violations against the all law of life, which is unity, so-called matrixes develop. These are the coalescing of same and like energies that are attributed to those people who adopted such wrongdoings as their own. After the physical death of the person and after a given cosmic order of events, such a soul can make use of this matrix, of its corresponding energetic, like vibrating cocoon of radiation, to incarnate again, that is, to again take on a body. Surely many will ask themselves, what is stored in a matrix? When we refer to a matrix, a cocoon of radiation in the material cosmos, this means that a matrix is a body of energy for a possible new incarnation of a soul that is still a human being today. The person predetermines the development of his soul, and after his physical death, it can incarnate again, depending on what the person predetermined. The components that coalesce into a matrix always come from the current person himself. Base behavior patterns, which correspond to the negative content of human feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking and acting, can be earthbound energies, such as seriously wrong attitudes toward one's fellow man and the planet Earth. An incarnation matrix can develop from this. And so, the matrix consists of an energetic radiation. In it are stored, for instance, the structure of the new person and all the components of the new body. All organs, all cell systems are energetically recorded. All the organs and cells of the body, all the body's components, whether these function weakly or strongly and healthily in the present person, are registered. The content of the behavior patterns of the respective person are always the pointer on the scale. Since each hair on our head is counted, that is, significant, we can assume that the whole future person in a possible future incarnation of the soul is based on the inputs of the present person. Every person decides at every moment whether his soul demonstrates an energetically higher quality of life or allocates to itself base degrees of vibration, which, in turn, tends toward the Earth. In all of infinity, nothing happens by chance. We, each and every one of us, are thus, ourselves, the pointer on the scale. It is also not by chance into which family, which circle of fellow man, the new human being incarnates. He brings with him what he input in previous incarnations as a human being and did not rectify until now. In the earthly garment, the new person can then decide what he wants to do with his body and his soul. He can continue to weaken his weak organs, but he can also fortify them and bring strength and well-being to his body, again, through the content of his entire behavior. And so, Matrixes are energy fields that magnetically attract souls with the same or like degrees of vibration. A matrix is created through the behavior of the former person. If the person committed grave violations against life, then it will be possible for the soul to incarnate anew by way of the former person's self-made energetic cocoon of radiation, that is, to again live as a human being. The same holds true for thieves, murderers, criminals and warmongers who have not recognized their guilt and thus, have neither asked for forgiveness nor attained forgiveness by way of making amends. Their souls usually come again with the same drive for action. Without forgiveness and without making amends, the causes continue to exist. According to the cosmic law, like always is drawn to like, and so, every kind of energy strives, in turn, toward its kind. Above all, we should be clear about the fact that every wrongdoing that we are aware of from our past or that is still dormant in us and not yet rectified, that is, cleared up, is registered. As already mentioned, we call this the just law, the bookkeeping of God, the bookkeeping of the cosmoses. Everything is precisely recorded, therefore, use the moment, use the day. To repeat, nothing, but absolutely nothing, is ever lost. No energy can be extinguished, neither the good, nor the less good, nor the bad. Every person changes during the course of his life on earth, in his thinking and speaking, as well as in his doing. All of his behavior is subject to energetic change. Every change in the energetic fabric of forces, which is based on the transformation of energies, be the differential of forces ever so slight, everything is precisely entered in the cosmic bookkeeping either as a debit or credit. Every person and every soul virtually hangs, as it were, on a magnetic rope, on the drip feed of the material macrocosm and of the finer material cosmos. The cosmic bookkeeping, the bookkeeping of God, doesn't miss the slightest thing. The stars and planets of the material cosmos record the energies, they update and transform energies according to the behavior of every single person. In all the cosmoses, the same law holds true, also in relation to our behavior toward the world of the animals, plants and minerals, toward the whole earth. What a person reaps, he will sow. Nothing is ever lost. Every becoming and passing on the earth, in and over the earth, becomes a sediment in the material cosmos. Every readiness to help, but also every act of violence toward people, nature and animals, toward all of the earth, is precisely recorded and is updated at every instant, according to the for and against of the person. We are free today. How do we treat our neighbor? Jesus essentially taught, one should bear the burden of the other, help and serve each other. When we disparage a person who is weaker than we are, then this content of our thoughts and of our behavior also goes into our soul. With such behavior patterns, we weaken ourselves. This is why Jesus, the Christ, said, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." Said the other way around, "Do not do to another what you do not want to have done to you." We should frequently remind ourselves of this, as well as the rule for life, use the moment, use the day. There is no standstill in infinity. Everything is in motion. Everything is guided and directed. Everything is guidance. Everything is directed. In the three-dimensional world on Earth, there are four seasons, spring, summer, fall and winter, with their varying forms of appearance. How are these respectively arranged? The material macrocosm is the arbiter of all situations and movements in the three dimensions. The radiation of the material macrocosm has an effect that goes beyond the immense variety of earthly life forms, including the magnetic currents of the earth. Via the magnetic currents, animal species are cared for and plant species stimulated. Let us think of the fish, of the migration of whales and eels. How do the animals know that they should be at a certain time and place to reproduce? The sea turtles also always return to the beach where they were born. We also know that carrier pigeons have sensory organs whose function is based on magnetism. On what can migrating birds orient themselves if not on the Earth's magnetic field? There are many, many more examples of this. Here, We can merely indicate a few in order to make clear that we know an abundance of occurrences in nature in which magnetism directs the behavior patterns of living beings. Native animals also change their coats. Who determines and regulates this? In every season, it is thus the material cosmos that tips the scales in manifold ways. For our understanding, the entire Earth with all its resources, with the nature kingdoms, with the countless ways of life of the animals, is in unity with its creator and cannot burden itself. And so, it is solely man who violates the all-law of unity, not the world of the animals and plants, not the Mother Earth with all its life forms and resources. God, the immeasurable all-power, the life, is the ingenious director, in everyone and in everything, in the smallest as in the largest. In this way, the animals, the plants, the minerals, all individual living organisms, including the microbes, all the colors, forms and fragrances of nature, in their respective designation of consciousness, which emanates from the eternal creator of the being, are led and guided by the material macrocosm. Nowhere in all of infinity is there a standstill. Everything, but really everything, every planet, all the forces of the being, is inexorably in motion. Everything that we human beings bring into disorder through our naivety, through our stubbornness, our rashness and egocentricity, what we cause and do that is against the cosmic harmony, that is, against unity, is recorded in the macrocosm, and not lastly, in the finer material cosmos as a wrongdoing, we also call it sin. It is only the human beings who do mischief and play havoc on the earth. Everything is energy. And since no energy is ever lost, it is justly and indestructibly recorded and updated at every moment, thus being in constant movement. We cannot readily escape the course of communication of the cosmic bookkeeping, the debit and credit, except solely by changing our thinking and making amends. Violations of the cosmic life, and the consequences thereof. What is a violation of the cosmic life? For example, the deliberate killing of animals. The torture of animals, keeping them in ghettos as slaughter animals, consuming pieces of the carcasses of animals, and much more. All these are against the cosmic life, against the spirit of creation. Everything, but truly everything, that we cause to the planet Earth, for example, cutting down the forests, grinding the stones, redirecting the flow of the waters, constructing dams, building skyscrapers, atomic power plants and other structures, all this is registered in detail by the macrocosms and referred to the individual persons, respectively. Every shared guilt must be recognized and cleared up. No ifs and buts help. There is no avoidance of this. The path of purification is the path that Jesus taught us. Repent, clear things up, make amends for what can still be amended, and no longer do the same and like things. This path must be very thoroughly and responsibly taken, without limitations. This is also the path of the soul, the path of forgetting. God does not spoon-feed us or force us. His holy law is love and freedom. We human beings bear within a cosmic soul that is free. We have a mind to weigh and measure with. Thus, in the Spirit of God, we are free beings, responsible for what we do or do not do. However often a person violates the life, whatever his reason and motivation, everything, but truly everything, has its just and corresponding engraving in the soul as well as in the physical body. As stated, the registry in both macrocosms is precise and just. The cosmic bookkeeping records, among other things, our cravings, our aggressions, but also our readiness to help, and every positive action. All details are energies and are recorded. Nothing is without significance, including every trifle that we talk about, be it ever so small, it is recorded, that is, stored. Absolute justice is done to every person and every soul, through the exact bookkeeping of the cosmoses. As stated, all forces, all energies, are in constant movement. The All Consciousness, the Eternal Intelligence, God, the Life, is the movement in all things, that is, the registry, which unceasingly changes with the pros and cons. clusters of stars are in the galaxies, in so-called Milky Ways. Many of these clusters of stars are cosmic magnetic fields, which, among other things, were, and are, formed through group karma. They are energy compounds of like vibration of certain types of people, who, together, for example, endorse wars, who produce armaments and cause wars to be waged, of all those who have their fellowmen killed, who force people into slavery and prostitution, who do not fight against the starvation in the world, despite having the possibility to help. In these cosmic magnetic fields, the burdens are recorded of the people who pile up wealth, even though other people are suffering need and illness, who deliberately kill animals or condone and carry out animal experiments, who exploit the earth, who cut down the trees filled with sap, who violently destroy plant species and much more. Seen as a whole, all these karmic offenses form a group karma. People of this type, depending on their degree of involvement, are even tied into the karma of the world. The individual, energetic correlations of the burdens of each individual person, who is part of the cosmic magnetic fields, of a group karma or world karma, are also recorded in all its details on his soul. And these negative inputs in each soul are in constant movement. The pros and cons at every moment of a human life are very precisely weighed and measured and updated according to their volume of energy. Aside from the soul, the totality of unlawful behavior in all its details is also registered in the corresponding finer material planetary constellations, where the expiation of the souls occurs, or from where reincarnation takes place via the material cosmos, by way of a matrix, or cocoon. Every person, every soul has free will. Every individual takes his own individual path. Every person and every soul is thus a microcosm in the all macrocosm. The pathways of the human being and the pathways of every single soul are entirely different from those of the others, because each day every person programs himself and his soul in his personal for and against. For this reason, every person takes his pathway over the heights and through the valleys of his earthly existence, and his soul goes with him. Later, after discarding its physical shell, that is, after its physical death, the soul continues on, to the respective planetary constellations in the material macrocosm, then to the finer material cosmos, until it finally reaches its home, the kingdom of God, the absolute, fine material macrocosm. All things considered, it can be a long cosmic journey. It is also possible for the soul to interrupt its own direct journey, in order to enter a new incarnation and become a new human being. Every person, every soul has free will. As a result, each person determines his own development according to the behavior patterns that are for or against the eternal cosmic law, which is the life, and thus, he also determines the path of development of his soul. All details that are directed against the cosmic law, against the life, burden the soul of the individual, but also his physical body. Depending on the intensity of the burdens, blows of fate, hardship and illness develop from this. But above all things is the mercy of God. It says, use the moment, use the day and recognize your behavior patterns. Repent and clear them up, make amends for what is still possible and do not commit the same and like things anymore. This applies to the content of all of our feelings, thoughts, words and actions, including all the hurtful desires such as addictions, exploitation, rape, and wanting to take advantage of others. As already quoted at the beginning, Jesus of Nazareth taught the following, settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court, do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. The transformation of what is negative and grievous into positive, light and powerful energies, we have come to know that everything is energy. Energy is in constant motion and in a state of transformation. When we learn from our wrongdoings and strive to accept the cosmic all law, the all consciousness, the spirit of love, of unity, of freedom and of peace, and monitor ourselves in relation to this, so that we truly take the steps into cosmic freedom, then, in our soul and in us, the person, the following takes place: the negative, the grievous, the burden of negative energies that pull us down, very gradually transforms into positive, light and powerful energies. We become more joyful, happier, and, if it serves the maturity of the soul, healthier. Since every person is the microcosm in the two macrocosms, the same takes place in soul and person. On this path of transformation of the energy, the soul of the person becomes more light-filled and his physical body also becomes lighter in its vibration. The life on earth of such a person becomes more balanced. The person becomes more understanding, more approachable and insightful. All in all, this means that the person is on the wavelength of a positive life. The unlawfulness that many people contribute to forms a group karma. Let it be said once more. The whole behavior of every person, the content of his thinking and acting, every pro and con, all the details that are for or against his fellow humans and the nature kingdoms, is registered. Everything that is done or not done, among other things, the seriously basic evil, the unlawful, that energetically coincides with people of like mindset, forms, in terms of its severity, a group karma or combines with an already existing group karma of the same type or, depending on the intensity of the guilt, goes into the world karma. Everything, but really everything, is recorded by the material macrocosm and, at the same time, in all detail for each soul, in the finer material cosmos, in the planetary constellations to which the soul is energetically allocated, according to the inputs of its human being. An example to think about more, which seems insignificant to many people, but definitely shows an effect. Whoever cuts down a tree filled with sap for decoration, or for traditional occasions, can be sure he is registered in such karmic fields of group karmas in the macrocosm and in the finer material cosmos, as well. The severity of it depends on how often and with what intensity each individual offends against the life. Many people take each day as it comes, without asking themselves, what do I cause to happen with my behavior? The majority of people bind themselves to traditions, without thinking much about it. In the registry of the macrocosm, the repeated and traditional over-exploitation of nature is a part of a corresponding group karma, or even of the world karma. The fewest people know that when they fell a tree, or trees, filled with sap, when they cut them down, the same life forms, the same kind of trees, also experience the suffering of their species, and this, all over the whole earth. The same is true of the world of animals. The torture and deliberate killing of animals, the slaughter of their bodies, is distressfully perceived by the individuals of this same animal species all over the earth. The whole extent of this is registered in detail by the macrocosms. The same applies when animals are cared for, when people love animals, when people provide for animals until their natural death. Everything is registered in both macrocosms. And the person who respects nature, who protects it, who sees and pays attention to the life in nature, who cares for nature, is precisely recorded in both macrocosms. The finer material and the coarse material macrocosms, their task in the cosmic course of events. God is spirit. An explanation to better understand the word God, which is attributed by many to the traditional cultural circle of the Western world, the spirit of infinity is the cosmic all consciousness. Depending on the culture, we human beings call the cosmic all consciousness either the absolute intelligence, Allah, Jehovah or the being. In the Western world, the all spirit, the spirit of infinity, is called God. It is always the same spirit, the same universal, almighty and highest vibrating power of infinity, the all consciousness. The spirit of infinity, the all consciousness, which is the life in all things, is unity. The all consciousness, the unending spirit, which is unity, consists of countless facets of consciousness. The two macrocosms, the material macrocosm, in which the three-dimensional world is principally recorded, and the finer material macrocosm, in which the discarnate souls live according to their state of consciousness, are merely the spheres of the fall, which will be inhaled by the eternal all consciousness, according to temporal processes. In this process, they will be transformed into fine material energies and again integrated into the eternally existing kingdom of God, the absolute macrocosm.